This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah responds to lawmakers' queries in House of Representatives meeting. Vows eliminating corruption and resolving border issues through diplomatic channel. National Assembly meeting passes two election-related bills. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle says budget is not ambitious at all. And Iran says no deal with US unless its rights secured. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has responded to the queries raised by lawmakers in the House of Representatives meeting. Responding to lawmakers' queries today, the Prime Minister Shah said, the government is committed to wiping out irregularities and corruption. Reiterating the government's stance for good governance, Prime Minister Shah said, the first year of the government is the year of good governance. However, it does not mean development activities are slowed. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Balendra Shah reminded government's commitment to resolving border issues with India through diplomatic channel. Prime Minister Shah said government would sort out problems through dialogues. The Prime Minister said efforts are made to resolve issues with the involvement of experts and historians in relation to Nepal-India border. According to the Prime Minister, the government has already sent a diplomatic note officially to India regarding the use of Nepali territory Lipu Lake, Limpiadhura and Kalapani. The Prime Minister said the problem of border kept lingering since the time British India left India and even the UK government should pay heed to it. All these things require resolution via diplomatic efforts. Responding to a question about government's announcement to implement a 5% VAT on consumers using more than 50 units of electricity in a month, the Prime Minister said the tax aimed to enhance the capacity of electricity system. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Balendra Shah has said the government will provide lands to the landless quarters presently residing in the government-managed facilities. The lawmakers have demanded the government provide relief to the households suffering from disasters and wildlife invasions in various parts of the country. Speaking in the House of Representatives meeting today, the lawmakers drew government's attention towards increasing cases of human-wildlife conflict. Meanwhile, in the zero hour of the House of Representatives, the House of Representative members urged the government to address the issue caused by incessant rains, rising prices of daily essentials and unemployment. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Nepal's position on India's operation of the Kailash Mansarovar route through the Lipu Lake area was already made clear on the 3rd of May in 2026 and that both Nepal and India have exchanged diplomatic notes on the issue. Issuing a press statement, the Foreign Ministry said both sides remain committed to resolving border disputes through dialogue. The Ministry said border delineation is still pending in the Sustha and Limpiadhura Lipu Lake Kalapani areas, while some other locations face issues of Dasgaja encroachment and cross-border occupation, where citizens of one country use land located across the border. Referring to the Prime Minister's recent remarks in Parliament referred to the cases of cross-border occupation, the Foreign Ministry said ongoing studies by a bilateral technical committee have shown that some land currently used by Nepal may fall on the Indian side and vice versa. The Prime Minister's statement that in some places Indian land may be on Nepal's side refers to this technical reality and the issue of cross-border occupation. The Ministry said the government of Nepal remains committed to resolving border-related issues through diplomatic dialogue based on historical treaties, agreements and maps. A meeting of the National Assembly today passed two election-related bills received from the House of Representatives along with messages. The Upper House passed the House of Representatives Member Election First Amendment Bill 2083 Bikram Sambat and the Voter List First Amendment Bill 2083 Bikram Sambat by majority votes. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobhita Gautam on behalf of Prime Minister and Home Minister Balendra Shah proposed the bills be enacted. She table separate proposals before the meeting towards that end. The National Assembly meets again at 1:15 p.m. tomorrow. Minister for Finance Dr. Swarnim Wagle has said that the size of the budget for the upcoming fiscal year is not ambitious at all. In a press meet organized at his office today, Finance Minister Dr. Wagle stated that the upcoming budget is not small by any means. It is relatively modest when measured against the country's gross domestic product, GDP. The Finance Minister on Friday unveiled the budget for the upcoming fiscal year of 2,124.34 billion rupees in size. Dr. Wagle said the estimates for the income and expenditures for the upcoming fiscal year amount to 28.5% of the estimated GDP. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal telecom go back. Internet TV, telephone data, ek saath.
Karma TV, hernus ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilo cha ek saath.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone internet, TV, sabai kura ma bharma. Nepal telecom ko fiber internet. नया जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. U.S. Under Secretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs Sarah B. Rogers arrived in Kathmandu today. Rogers delivered the keynote address at the Ascent Summit 2026 and met senior government officials, members of the American Chamber of Commerce and alumni of U.S. Exchange and Education Programs. According to the U.S. Embassy, Rogers will also discuss freedom of expression and digital freedoms, visit Patandava Square and observe heritage sites supported by the U.S. Ambassador's Fund for Cultural Preservation. The visit underscores the United States' commitment to strengthening economic cooperation, innovation, and people-to-people ties with Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Iran's chief negotiators said Sunday that Tehran would not agree to any deal with the United States unless it fully secures Iranian rights, as reports emerge that Washington had sent a tougher peace proposal back to Iran. According to the AFP news agency, any tweaks to the proposal could further delay an agreement to formally end the Middle East war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz, after weeks of fraught negotiations marked by sharp rhetoric and occasional flare-ups of violence. The New York Times and Axios reported on Saturday that Trump had sent back a new framework to be considered by Iran with tougher terms, though details remain unclear. But Tehran has previously cast doubt on Trump's assertions, and the sides remain far apart on key issues. Total of 219 people have been injured in clashes between football fans and police across France after Paris Saint-Germain PSG won the Champions League final against Arsenal. The BBC cited Interior Minister Laurent Nunez as saying 8 were in serious condition. Nunez said 780 people had been arrested over the violence, with more than 450 in custody. A person was found dead after an accident on Paris Ring Road, which rioters tried to block overnight. Some 6,000 police have been mobilized for Sunday's victory parade at the site of the Eiffel Tower. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the Himalayan region of the country, including Lumini Province, Karnali Province and Sutapashchim Province. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while mainly fair in the remaining Tarai regions. There is also a possibility of light rainfall and snowfall at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Sutapashchim and Karnali provinces, as well as the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, and at one or two places in the Tarai region of Lumini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah responds to lawmakers' queries in House of Representatives meeting, vows eliminating corruption and resolving border issues through diplomatic channel. National Assembly meeting passes two election-related bills. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagde says budget is not ambitious at all, and Iran says no deal with the US unless its rights secured. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.